Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to stoic wisdom in a world that often feels like it's spinning out of control. Today we're diving into something incredibly powerful, yet surprisingly tricky. Cultivating forgiveness. Ever felt like you were carrying around a backpack full of grudges? You know, those heavy stones of anger and resentment weighing you down? Yeah, me too. But what if I told you that letting go of these burdens could actually unlock a whole new level of freedom and clarity? Because trust me, holding on to anger is more like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Now, before we get started, let's be clear. Forgiveness isn't about condoning someone's actions or pretending like nothing happened. It's about releasing the grip that their past choices have on your present happiness. Think of it like this. You wouldn't hold on to a broken toy out of spite, right? You'd let go, acknowledge its usefulness was over, and move on to something new and exciting. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate forgiveness, starting today. First off, recognize the power of perspective. We all have blind spots, biases, and past experiences that color our perception. When someone wrongs us, it's easy to get caught up in the drama, feeling like the victim and replaying every detail over and over. But what if you tried shifting your perspective? What if you saw this situation as an opportunity for growth, a chance to learn about yourself and develop greater empathy? Second, remember that everyone makes mistakes. We're human, after all. We stumble, we fall, we say things we regret. Sometimes those mistakes hurt others deeply, but they don't define who someone is at their core. Holding on to anger for someone else's misstep is like burning yourself with a hot stove because you forgot it was there. You can learn from the experience, adjust your behavior, and move on without letting the pain consume you. Third, understand that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It's not about excusing the other person's actions, it's about freeing yourself from their hold. When you forgive, you break the chains of resentment and anger, allowing yourself to experience peace and joy. Think about it like this. Holding on to anger is like wearing a heavy coat on a summer day. You're uncomfortable, restricted, and sweating through it. Forgiveness is taking that coat off and feeling the refreshing breeze of freedom. Fourth, practice compassion. Even when someone has wronged you deeply, try to cultivate compassion for them. Remember that they are also human, likely struggling with their own demons and insecurities. This doesn't excuse their actions, but understanding their motivations can help you let go of anger and resentment. Imagine yourself in their shoes, what might have led them to make that hurtful choice. Finally, remember that forgiveness is a process, not a one-time event. It takes time, patience, and often, a lot of self-reflection. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge your feelings, and take small steps each day towards releasing the weight of anger. Celebrate those small victories, every step forward is progress. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine someone cuts you off in traffic. You're frustrated, maybe even tempted to yell at them. But instead, you take a deep breath, remember these tips, and choose forgiveness. You recognize that they might be rushing to the hospital or dealing with a personal crisis. You practice compassion for their situation and let go of anger. You continue your drive, feeling lighter and more focused. This seemingly small act of forgiveness ripples outward, influencing your entire day and beyond. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing forgiveness today. It's not about forgetting or condoning hurtful actions. It's about choosing to let go of the burden and move forward with clarity, grace, and a whole lot more peace. Remember, forgiveness isn't just for the other person, it's a gift you give yourself. Ready to unlock that freedom? Then hit subscribe, share this episode with someone who needs to hear it, and join me on this journey of stoic wisdom for laser focus. Until next time, keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.